This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Indonesia, vote counting continues from last week's parliamentary elections. Preliminary results show that President Megawati Sukarno-Putri's PDIP party has stumbled badly and may finish second in the voting, raising serious doubts about her ability to win a second term when direct presidential elections are held in July. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
6 months ago, few analysts would have predicted Megawati could lose this summer's presidential election. After last week's poor showing, however, few are now willing to bet she can still win it. Megawati, the daughter of Indonesia's founding father, Sukarno, led her PDIP party to a 34% share of the vote in 1999. This time around, she'll be lucky to finish with half that. Political analyst Dewi Fortuna Anwar.
Despite the fact that Indonesia has been relatively stable, there's been a lot of improvements, you know, and the economy has improved considerably. Many people feel that they are not really better off. You know, there are still many people who are unemployed. And her promise to root out corruptions, you know, has not really been borne out.
Anwar says Megawati deserves credit for implementing a number of fiscally prudent but politically unpopular measures, such as raising fuel prices and cutting subsidies. But Anwar says Megawati could have done a better job selling those measures to voters.
She has failed to explain major policies that hit the people on the streets, you know, very hard. And she has been very silent and very aloof. She has not been able to capitalize on various opportunities to project herself as a leader.
Megawati's loss has been Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono's gain. Last month, the former general was security minister in Megawati's cabinet. After being forced from his job, Yudhoyono signed on with the new Democrat Party, which is currently running fifth in the vote count. Not bad for a party that didn't even exist the last time Indonesians voted.
It's all the result of the force of his personality and perceived charisma.
Sydney Jones, Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
Which says that people are desperate for somebody who can restore a sense of firmness and restore a sense of leadership in the Indonesian government. And because Yudhoyono has a military background, and because he's been a moderate voice within the government, and because when something happens like a bomb, he speaks out about it on television, which Megawati never did, his popularity has just soared.
Indonesia's Golkar Party, the former political machine of the ex-dictator Suharto, has held its ground in this election and will challenge Megawati's PDIP for the largest number of seats in the new parliament. Golkar ran in part on a platform of restoring the relative stability and prosperity of the Suharto years. It has two potential presidential candidates, party president Akbar Tanjung and former armed forces chief Wiranto. But both, says Dewi Fortuna Anwar, come with political baggage.
Wiranto still has some human rights clouds hanging, and Akbar Tanjung still has some of this corruption issues hanging over his head. And Megawati, of course, now people are disappointed with her, you know. So Bambang may in the end be the preferred choice, the lesser of four evils.
Analyst Wimar Witalar agrees.
Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono is in the best position of any individual here, but coming from a small party, he cannot coast to victory just on the basis of that party.
Witalar argues that the former general will have to forge a coalition with other parties in order to guarantee him the top spot. That might even include doing a deal with Golkar that could lead to two former generals on the same ticket, Yudhoyono and Golkar's Wiranto. That idea might frighten some just 6 years after another former general, Suharto, was forced from power. But analyst Sydney Jones says not to worry.
We're not going to go back to an authoritarian government with a dictator in power. I think there's too much engagement now with the population as a whole. The central government has been weakened to the point where other political institutions can grow so that you now have a very strong parliament. And even if people get disillusioned with a weak presidency, and even if they want a strong president coming back, there's no way that that president can just run roughshod over other political institutions the way Suharto did.
Indonesia's presidential election is scheduled for July. If no one wins a majority, a runoff will be held in September. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.